Greetings and guess what? Who's there? Brother Makwaza, I think I see you. Am I audible there? Or Brother Busu, or anyone. All right. Greetings then. Let us pray. Oh dear Lord. Slang in your presence, Jesus. Sifuna, your presence. We are praying for your life in us. Zagu and Kulunkulu today facing the battle of these last days where Wamzalwan is so tough. And we can see no one is going to make it solemnly on himself. But it's by your grace. This is a high time. For anyone or Ngakwazi, through your grace, to learn you. Because by human effort, no flesh shall be saved. Siyazindlala-ke phambi kobuso bakho, Holy Spirit. We're seeing this dying world, and Jesus Christ. Being our only solution, we bring our presence under the blood and we cry for mercy. Reveal your peace, your love, your compassion, your deliverance, your revelation to us. Help us to be helped, Lord. To fix our hearts and to become under your voice. We bless you. We worship you. And we know you're gonna reveal yourself to us. By your blood, wash anything. Especially in your presence, whatever sin. Whatever impurity, whatever bitterness, whatever gossip, whatever anything, Holy Father, that can cause your Holy Spirit to pull away from us, remove it by your blood. We expose it in your presence. We expose it, Heavenly Father, that it be taken away. Fellowship with us. We ask forgiveness. We confess that we are not sufficient. All our shortcomings. Without you and the Holy Spirit in us, we can make it in this life. We ask you and we are assured now that we are here. May you bless us abundantly and give us inspiration enough that we may bless others, Father. We ask this. In Jesus Christ's name, who's our only hope, who's the only one we hope to see the day we leave this earth. And that will be only through by your grace. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Greetings to the brethren. I believe that you all are here, those who were meant to be here. By the grace of God. And I believe that it's God who made your heart desire to be with us in this podcast. Be blessed because we all came here. We're suffering somewhere internally. I don't believe there is a person who's alive we can say he's completely in need of not even one attribute of God's grace. We can say yena nje everything is 100%. We all need something, especially when it comes to internal frustrations and the issues of this life. They are not always according to our terms. So again, if you are here, you are needing something, and we know that the Lord will provide. And this logo sitting an inner peace hidden in a believer, ukuthula okufihliwe kumzalwane noma kumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Because kunomehluko ukuthula okumuntu ongakholwa nokuthula okufihliwe kumzalwane. Mzalwane has got a gift freely available. Uma aphenduka ureceiver ukuthula. There is just a fountain of peace that just empomposa over you. I don't care ustresa nani msebenzini, you know. We are sebenza abanye basebenza kuma environment work to be in Tamba. Especially lama private small companies are run mama bunu somewhere. No magwa construction, whatever it may be, told to get to hard footage. You find that you are challenged as umzalwane, no matter in that environment, no matter what level of pressure you face, hallelujah, the peace of God through Jesus Christ, which is made available by His grace, which is extension yayo, if it lasts, it's just a prayer away, is always there. No matter how you are lost, hopeless, and you are on a peace, like who's not on a peace, it's there. You just have to connect and get a good position. Ziningi izinto esiholeleka kuzo masilahlekelwa lokuthula. We start lahlekelwa ukuthongo. Abanye ke they start to sleep too much. Bangena in a depression state. Abanye they can't sleep. Abanye they will rely on a substance of some sort to just forget isimo sabo, either bapuze or entertainment or baqala ama relationships nje baqale bahambe beshela noma benzani, because they lost this peace. So it's very important that you know when you have lost this peace. Because when this peace is gone, you start to be a fake in everything you do. Normally we are saying you are just pretending. Because something is lost in you. Ungaba under anointing, worship, or the instrument, whatever you do, shumayel, whatever you do, but if that peace kaNkulunkulu is gone from you, kuzoba nezikhathi where you react exactly as umuntu ongakholwa in situations. Then ngikhuluma ngayo, it's something that has happened to me, I know. That's why I never preach about things engadlulanga kuzona. I know when this peace is gone, especially uma udlule impini eyiningi, you lose it. Because uSathane makes you focus with problem or focus kubantu or focus kuyonke ngobhekene nayo. And this peace ibese iyasuka. So you will be in a rage as a duze, ube anything. This peace is not there. But in the wonderful is that it's very easily accessible. Like, you just recognize which is gone and ukhale uNkulunkulu. Doesn't take even 10 minutes. It's not you are driving, you take a normal app. You start to meditate in a pagat and confess that the peace are equal. So it's a very important element of a color weight. Because these things, as ibukeka insignificant, generally in Kulumai, they drive the whole emotional being of a human being. You know, you ask yourself, why abantu bezoya? You know, there are people who figure betwele. Beulalela nje umuntu oyedwa. As in studies music, sometimes we research concerts. Abantu beulalela Michael Jackson or beulalela whatever, the rock star. And bampintshane laphana bakhanyisa ngamafoni about umuntu kude le 100 meters, 200 meters. Abambona kahle lo muntu. Mawu babuza ke bathi there is just one moment we concert. Just one moment. When lo muntu oculayo aba in a setting of under inspiration or anointing of some sort, either aculing or my teaser said whatever, but in a moment where you just feel like overwhelmed by something, stadium, and they go there before that moment of peace. Lapho becula bonke becula lengoma yakhe bembeka becula bo, but thina senkonzweni we know ukuthi what is that they are lacking, that thing esizwa thina when we are united worshiping in tears worshiping God. So bona nobe ifuna kuleyo emaclub beyifuna, but it's just that one moment where you just feel peace. There's no world. You just caught by anything. And you know, we have that access through the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We do have. But Satan fights it. That's why one of these days Satan is fighting very much. He's fighting very hard. Why is he fighting that? It's because he knows, Uguti, there is something about one spirit, one harmony, ni kala, ni repent, there is something that comes from heaven that cannot be bought by money or anything. And when that thing is there, it's not there. It's like will I speech or will I lynch my know, is to fellowship and reach the same thing. We told from each other that mutual thing, and an angel will come who tell us something over you because you are there being one unit. So again, it's very important because kulo mhlaba confused kanje if ungenako lokuthula esikhuluma ngayo uzokufuna kuma gospel music ukufune everywhere ukufune best performance. Those people themselves don't have the peace, you know. So you need to understand what happens in your life when there is no peace. Let's put a verse. We'll read a lot of verses because I only say one. It's just an enlightenment. I know a specific doctrine. We're just gonna go random verses, just to show a picture. See, we end with chapter 6. We are driving abazali to know what letter, something that you cannot get anywhere. That's why I've been emphasizing kubazali abasanda ukholwa nekudala abakholwa ukuthi abangazi babe experience yokuthola umoya kaNkulunkulu. Siyazi uma uphenduka, changing your mind, there is a spirit ositholayo, but asanele. It's just the eternal life spirit. So go to Ezulwini, but without Tola the full of the Holy Spirit, you'll always struggle. And abazo and abasanda ukholwa, I beg them, don't wait too long ukholwa without the Holy Spirit. You know, Sister Bengfuana was so blessed when she called me. And she said she needs the Holy Spirit. And I was so blessed because it's very easy these days. Ukuhlala komzana enkonzweni. Ahlale njenga angena umoya ngcwele. Aza yini izinto sis two brother angena umoya ngcwele. It's very dangerous because umoya ngcwele will defend the inside things. Engeke. Sometimes if this in second and whatever in tetris so like no joy is wrong so it don't just go to candela. But there are inside temptations where you feel lonely, where you feel like that you told us something is a check her up, and those things you're going to need to sisters it's because this person when I told her the true substitute. I spend doing Jebazar and Uchi. Sipendugi is joining college. No, you must find Mwenwen. You are not gonna make it. And we are going on. Umzala Nemaizos classifier again with Angara Uchol. Yazi, abazali basuke emasontweni anama emotions bacabanga ukuba nomoya ngcwele. Umoya ngcwele ukuona ama emotions. You see, akubona ukuthi uyakhala wena no whatever or uphume inyembezi. No, naloko it's part, but it's the deep peace yokungenwa uNkulunkulu. So I pray abazalwane abangenayo ishow yalento engikhuluma ngayo bayipresente kuma local churches abo. Kwenziwe izinkonzo, kwenziwe ama conferences, kuzulukudla bamisa ulani babe kwezandla and kulindwe ukuthi bayothola nomoya ngcwele. It's not just, it's something of ukuyifuna more than your life worth, more than ukshata, more than anything else. If you have never been baptized by the Holy Spirit, I don't care when a message was in prophet, you are in danger because uzojwayela. Nansi problem like one. Uzojwayela ukusonta, ujwayele ukuphila nabazalwane, uzojwayela ukuba umuntu olungile nje because phela kulento ekuthiwa ukuba umKristu automatically ugcina ukuba umuntu nawe because uhlala ufundiswa izinto, ugcina nawe usuwumuntu olungile nje yabo. kanti ukulunga nje kwakho ukuthi uyafundiswa futhi nawe uyazazi uyikholo kodwa awukho changed and abanye uthola ukuthi by character yakhe ube umuntu vele olungile nje yabo yabo uthola ukuthi umuntu vele oyilungele kunoma ubrother umbona lo brother uyilungele nje bafethu noma ngathiwa bengaze akholwe lo muntu yabo uyozafe njengabonakalanga ukuthi ubulela umuntu noma ucasukile bayingozi ke lowo bani ngoba bayiboni noma bengakawutholi umoya engcwele yabona thina nje esikhohlakele siyashesha ukubonakala yabo because thina sikhohlakele mina nje yena ngilunganga mina umuntu uma ngicasule ngishanga imbokodo yabo so kuyashesha ukuthi umoya engcwele kubonakale ukuthi hayi yazi ngithe sengicabanga into ebhedayo kwanento engivimba kodwa laba bangathi balungile ukusonta kungena kalulu so it's very important ukuthi uyenze be assignment that you are not gonna live happily until you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Wena okubona uana lethi iBhayibheli wayengaphuma ethempelini ebusuku nemini until wazithembiso leso sokubona indodana kaNkulunkulu wasibona. Because you are not gonna make it indodana kaNkulunkulu. Believe me you. Lesikhathi esiphila kusona, you know, amademoni aphila kulesikhathi, abantu esiphila nabo kulesikhathi. They carry demons that like ngokuphila nje nabo ubuya sekunamadibona akubhoda reshaya ngokuyamoli nje abantu babuka emehlweni nje banelast bayonke into uyabona ukuthi lo muntu umbona lo muntu ungalibeka nje igama eliyiwanambe nolala manje. They are so filthy people and lonely. So if you are empty yourself, please, I beg you. Especially uma ba umzalwane okudala khona kodwa omani wona nje there's high chances ukuthi you have never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's high there's ngenza kumzalwane awushiye umoya ongcwele yabo utsho ukuthi waye utholile kodwa wayengakawutholi ukuthi mhlambe because wabona bebhayibhelini bawuthola kabili wayengakawutholi lokuthiwa yifulment wayese utholile abese umzalwane true ama-cases athile along the way nema-wrong decisions awenzawo along the way nokubackslide yonke loo nto abe detached from i-presence kankulunkulu khumbulani phela abazane i-presence kankulunkulu ihlanganisa into eyiningi khona i-presence kankulunkulu ohamba nayo wena bese kube ne-presence kankulunkulu yokuthi uphila kwekhaya elinjani like your family life kube ne-presence kankulunkulu yokuthi ukhonze ebandleni elinjani yabo kube nepresence kaNkulunkulu ukuthi bona abantu abakushumayezayo baphila impilo enjani. So zonke lezi zinto, if one area of your life is intoxicated somehow, yabo ibandla lakho akukhiphile ubungcwele noma ungathi ufika nepresence kaNkulunkulu kuzo uzosima uphuma kule yonkonzo uphuma ipresence kaNkulunkulu sikushiye because laba le cycle ofike kuyona bane kungcoliwe lapha yani. So it's very important ukuthi ke uzibuze ukuthi wena ya i-detachment wayithola phi yabo if uyazazi wakuhamba nayo then ubuyele lapho ke ucheke ukuthi yini lecture then ke God will lokuza because kuzonikost angazi bengikhuluma nobantu these days ngathi bengikhuluma nopastor la ngazi kodwa bengikhuluma naye kodwa ngimtshela ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi enemzalwane owaziwayo nje ukuthi unento engicacanga ngaye abizwe in order. Ngiyazi ukuthi ngishumare kakhulu i-grace especially mina abantu abaningi abunderstand babe ngibona ngi-rough abazi ukuthi mina i-preach grace more than abafundisi because uma usufika close to me I make you very comfortable because angifuni ukuba yilento intshumayele yona. So ke kuyakwenza lokuthi abazali bagcine sebe sebebona ukulunga komfundisi babe seba basekhrisini. So ke but this time has come where if you know of anyone who lives unclean ungafellowship naye or umexpose somehow ubiza ama elder anything because uzoluza your peace. So iloma areas ke ukuthi ke you must be careful what happened. Okay, ngifunda le verse, Notice Zenzo chapter 6. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring in the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, It is not a reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look you out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. In so what I'm city, in a PC than in a believer. You can look, for example, in this small example in Vesala. Ibandla lapha bazoma inqola bazwane bonke abala bevuthwa umoya. But one incident yoku neglecta amafelokazi. One incident in a church and about prophet, in a church and a more ingwele, in a church and a prophet or in a young king. The daily administration neglected the widows and everything stopped. Unezinto that as inkonzo evuthayo or as a family or as umzalwane individually uzos neglect in just your daily life, then to focus always gambo and focus up, but everything even in king ingakho kulo nyaka ngizoke ngenze nje lama podcast but ngizowenza as seminars ke manje. Especially ukukhuluma ne-youth abashadile, i-youth yamantombazane, i-youth yabafana. Because esikhathi esiphila kusona, we have to speak izinto as they are. Ingane zamanje ngeke nje uvule usuke nje ingane zamanje uqamba amanga uthi ingane ilandwe ebhanoyini uzoba nenkinga. Ingane zamanje that's why ngizowenza lama semina and speak to them the truth, you know, the truth. At 13 years, ingane entombazane fanele ukuze ihlaliswe phansi, itshelwe the truth, you know, of sexual life and abafana bayamithisa zonke lezo zinto, you know, because ingane ayikakabi nomoya kaNkulunkulu. So idinga intellectual, psychological approach yokuphila ukucultural. So funeka usibheke isikhathi ophila kusona, and ungazabi indawo ukuthi hayi thina sakhuliswa kanje uzoba nenkinga udila ney'ngane ziphatha amafoni zi-far advanced. So-ke nginaleyo one of the things engizozenza ilezo zinto nalokwe kokutrayina-ke labafana babiziwe, but nje ngikubekile nalowo. But ngizokwenza in a formal way ke abantu babhukhe to be in that thing because there's too much wisdom uNkulunkulu ayifaka kimi and I don't want to die with it. So la there was everything ongayicabanga enkonzweni, but if yayingenziwanga le nto yokukhetha la madoda, ngaba leli bandla lahlukana phakathi laba into ongayazi, because widows were not happy. Now ungabuka ama widows as somebody, okay, abafazi abashonelwa amadoda and don't. When those people are not happy, heaven is not happy. And tina sispende a lot of time sineglectana sizama ukupusha icommission yokuthi izwi alaziwe ezweni, but there's a lot of people we neglected in that process. We neglected them because probably bekubalulekile ukuthi izwi lishunyelwe before, but asikwazi ukuhlala phansi sifellowship kahle if sineglectene in expense of spiritual life. The peace goes. There is no peace. And there is nothing a corner in the world, in TikTok, in YouTube, in anywhere, in music, that can close that gap. There is nothing, I told you, in sermons. You will never substitute a peace that is gone because of a distortion either in your family or in your church. That's why among one number right now I'm disturbing my distance because and mispositioned when there's more harm than good, because and they don't function well. So this peace is very important. Is where there are many types of peace, and the peace as by the baptism of the Holy Spirit is very unique. Peace as emhlabeni maningi amanye laba inkolo nje lezi zama Hindu kakhulu namu kuthi amakhama, they meditate to reach that karma yabo nama yoga, a human brain can do many things. Remember everything. In shaman nerves, they report to the brain. Everything. Man, she said when you win, ama nerves are totally on the jelly candy. Mushile. Basic boy, man, your foot are shoots. Agbe bhung. So, but when you can train your mind, you usually if those who lega cool in pain, either emotional pain or whatever pain, you can ama nerves so override. You see, yabona nje thina esajim martial arts mina avuna manje ngiyashaya isitina sihlepu manje dala ngagcina because ama nerves ngashaya isitina kakhulu namaplangwe ama nerves senga override even though isibhakela sami singakho strong manje but ngiyakwazi ukuba override. So that's the power of the mind, why? Because I've been through too much pain emotionally in my life. So level ukuthi ngaze ngafunda ukuthi ama feelings lawa anyakaziswa abantu kumina akasebenzi, so no one kitaza apho ngihleke nje, so it's so because of umqondo. So even aglento ye peace emhlabeni bayakwazi ukuthola ipeace through working your mind. Yabona nje mabe ugqoke lento ekuthiwa VR, this thing le ufike la emamoli beyifaka and uzubone bayibeka lawo bala nje emamoli abayibeka bayifihli uma ungayigqoka leyanto iyakuthatha ukuzibona kwelinye izwe. Yabo. It's that's why abanye bathi dangerous ey'nganeni because demons can have access to that child. But it depends on the content ke ekuleyo nto. But it just takes you somewhere. So peace uyakwazi ukuthola ama sensations in those things. Sometimes mostly theater, or ubuke movie, whatever glama screen amakhulu. Good dog, good janjani. Then they make you feel sensations. And you feel peace for a while. Ukhale nawe ma like sibancane sasibuka iTitanic, ukhale wonke umuntu. So there is a way to manipulate ingqondo yomuntu to feel a peace. Yabo. Abaye bafaka ama flowers endlini. Bafake lento ekuthiwa yi lento modulator umoya endlini ngkhosi ukuthi ushunqa khona enye ngathi iyashunqa ngathi impophoma la amandiya ashunqisa nama sticks nama china zonke izinto zinto they create uma ungena nje phezu zindlu you can feel i-energy na ungena nje ukuthi you mean it's uma umuntu okholwa njengami ohlala nje ubilelwa ngomoya sometimes I just feel anointing and I speak in tongues just because of i-environment engiyona so-ke lesi esikhuluma ngayo i-peace is not that peace akuyona i-peace like uma ugibela ibhano yokuqala or whatever the sensation or ushada uma ushada there is just another peace you get you're in the clouds yabo so no we are talking about ekankulunkulu the inner peace that's hidden in a believer i-reinforcement kankulunkulu to reinforce because I'm a demon what labis what I'm a devils they are sent out to make people mad you see people makuthiwa uhlanya nje amademon asendwa kuhlanya amademon that takes peace you'll never find uhlanya lo in peace never because they are conflicting spirit ufica simply dindi kunento nje ihavok lehla liyanyuka esitradini kuyashisa linqunu uhamba lukhuluma lodwa those are the same spirits okay nge-level ephansi angena kumuntu uma seqala ecasuka ehlale ne-stress ehlale depressed that's insanity to remove peace asale ibhayibhile kofika amademon there mase kuphanisha umhlaba remove peace on earth I don't want to be here in that time when so my judgment is on uNkulunkulu to is a time when peace will be removed you see so a peace kaNkulunkulu is as tangible and njengamanje bazalwane isakhona and I want to encourage everyone who's listening to this to start njengamanje removing everything in your life that takes peace away you have one life you have one you and akubalekile ukuzenza something is stronger than you you know you need to find in yourself what is killing you why you always cry why you always not happy why you what's wrong with your life you know and you need to find that and never bless something that's constantly removing peace in your life that's why you see you must ngiyazi thina bazalwane we preach too much isihlathi saka left shower sneeze saka right yonke lento le and there is time to do that in fact we always do that but there is a moment where you are cycling in the same loop and it's psychologically emotionally eating you up it's no longer a trial or something odlula kuyona no this thing is just someone taking advantage and lezo zinto bazalwane masifunda nje I think u-Isaiah 48 ngizokucela ukuze uthole i-peace kaNkulunkulu you need to get yourself away from izinto ezikufaka i-spirit yokuhlanya Isaiah 48 verse 22 you need to read the Bible there is no peace says the Lord unto the wicked kunabantu abathi bakholwa ukuthi ubone ukuthi lo muntu wicked lo kunosisi othi uyakholwa ubrother othi uyakholwa kodwa ubone ukuthi lo muntu wicked lo you know every time my fikile or make nami involve in anything kuzoxatshana I don't care noma aswa ufika kunjani uzofika abone into ewrong you know ahambe sethi akahlonishwanga noma kwenzekeni kodwa uzofika abone into ewrong and kuzoxatshwana isikhathi sokuthi you should avoid those people avoid people ukhamu nebhakede likapoison. Kunabantu abanama-issues and mntana kaNkulunkulu, you are not called to be angazi noma ngizumhlatshelo yini wa other people's issues. You are here to be saved yourself. Awuyena uJesu. If abantu bengafundi ukuya kuJesu to be helped, you know, and yabona ngisho emsebenzini kunomfana nje emsebenzini wa kunesibhamu ke washayiswa umuntu. Ayi, siyafika lapha, sifika usekhipha isibhamu, engathi uthi ema ikhipha isibhamu nala bantu bakhipha ibhamu, wafonela abafowabo abasengwelezane abasematekisini bafika ney'bhamu. Like kunemoto enesticker sekhampani la sekune-violence. So lo muntu loyo waphoqa ukuthi aforce ukuthi aye kwinto ekuthiwa yi-EAP lapho usuka kuma-psychologist because une-problem. You know, kunezinto ozenza kuvela ukuthi une-problem. Awukwazi ukuthi wena nje ngento eyenzeka zonke iy'nsuku, abantu bayashayisana zonke iy'nsuku, wena sekukhishwa isibhamu, une-problem. So uzohlangana nomzalwane one-problem. Siphila nabantu abanama-problems, bazalwane, and abaningi babo bahlala too much in that space. Baze bakhe a thick skin we character a problem. Like uthola ukuthi uvela bavumuke nje cwaze kwakhe kuphuma ingane zemva kwenu, uyaziwa ukuthi wena uphila kanjalo, wadikile, awuzivalele endlini. Like ngoba uyenza lento every day and akabonti uhetha abantu aphila nabo. Abantu abanama-problems bahlupha ngoba when they do these things, you know, bagcina beworshipwa in whatever la behlala khona. Uyabona if la uhlala khona wena uyaworshipwa, uthola ukuthi wena uyabhavumuka nje nje, wena uhlala ugrumpy noma unenhliziyo encane, kuze ku-understandwe leyo nto une-problem. Ngiyazi thina sikhulile kumakhaya nje kuthiwa umboma baba njalo, ayikho leyo nto lana, akekho umuntu onjalo. Uma unenkinga, you must go to God and he's going to give you that peace, you know, and you can choose to leave kulelo thaphosi ohlala kulona. You can choose to sacrifice and let go lelo thaphosi and replace it with God's peace. Abantu abaningi ke bayathanda lamaxhaphosi because bayaworship uma bekuwona, yabo. Spirits are very dangerous, bazalwane. You know, spirits work with admiration. People tend to create a comfort zone in that way where they are appreciated. So, umuntu makabona ukuthi makacasuka, niyashintsha nonke-ke emva kwalokho-ke, nigqagqezele-ke nenze into ayishoyo-ke, nimworshiphe-ke, kuba nesprit esakheka kuyena esi-enjoya leyo worship. Yingako uma abathi uyayikhela ekamereni vele ngamnaki nje, vele nithrowe iphathi yabo, athi uyadikila nje nivele nivule iredio kakhulu nicule yabo, because there is that spirit sokuthi ufuna ukulandelwa-ke manje ntontontontontontontoni. And that thing is dangerous because because worship a certain form. Those are people who are deformed. But who are not coming out. You see, uhamba nje every day unento ayiworshiphayo, ayideformate yabo. Uzungene naye kwi-relationship ubone ukuthi hey, uhleli nomuntu uyabona ama umuntu la njengasiphila sonke sonke bafethu sinezinto ezivule kuzo ezisenze saba deform kodwa ufanele ukufunde mase uphilana nami nomunye umuntu especially umuntu oshade naye okanye ifamily yakho ukuthi ungakulinge uthathe leyo deformity uzo abuse abantu lo that's why you must know izinto eziyideformity in your life before you live with other people because akekho umuntu omakabe ingcwelerha abe iscraper sakho for life because we need deformity yabo nje sina mina ngakhula without parents yabo even manje ngenkhala nje la itheke into ubaba uyagula ngisenda imali yabo udadewethu wethu sathi awu ufiki ngani yabo because to me I never lived with my father you know there's nothing there's no attachment yabo manje ngisenda imali I feel like okay I've helped yabo that's a deformity it's abnormal yabo so but funeke ngithole umuntu ingakho inkosikazi wami nje bafike gula umuntu mina nje ngicashe into zakamoya ngithi hayi intontoni athi hey umuntu mayise umuntu mayigulu uyavakashela mina lento yabo because of that family deformity so ke zilula lezo zinto zithole ku upbringing kuhle is single parent whatever that's a deformity yabo so uma usuphila nabanye abantu you must learn to just to exercise ayikide na exercise obazalwana even ngishi muscle even ngishi voice exercise everything you have exercise you can exercise habits of living with people yabo because traumatizing ngane zakho uzo traumatize people la emhlabeni it's not money it's not le desibuka around la yabo mina I study impilo zabantu aba great kakhulu yabo I study zonke impilo zaba great bonke lanto famous yabo I read about them and study about them and find out laba ababa neyikanda lezi serious eziba destroyayo bathi behleli nama families abo babe wa destroyer kancane kancane yabona umuntu ozoku abuser kodwa acashe ngokuthi unemali wena powerful yabo uthi uthi uya complain athi mina ngilethe isinkwa la ekhaya akubhilihle kanjani izo uhleli nomuntu wamlimaza lo muntu why because unendawo engena peace in you and you don't want help why don't you want help It's because there's a spirit in you that is mad, that enjoys the worship. Yazi kunabantu ababa nokuthula uma behethe abanye abantu. Idemon ehlala kubona, they have to hurt other people. Then uma labo bantu behurt, then bathola peace bona. So ke why ngithi spirit so kusangana yabona sikhulethe nasekhaya kunohlanya kwakuthiwa kohlwa kuthiwa ubani uhlanya lacela ngase lashona yena manje lalihlupha nje lubhuti okhulele endaweni elithanda ibhola too much so ayivela sithathe sabafuna abancane odlalisa ibhola kodwa kuthi uyezokuphula 6 months uzoshaya umuntu ngebhodlela kwadlula uzabulala umuntu baze bamthathe bomvayela le esayelo kodwa nje kwakuyinto yakhe sathi uma siqhamuka njalo because manje wayengomazi uzokwenzani uma kuqhamuka esitradini abantu bavele bajike babaleke esayi-enjoya-ke leyo nto yebo because demons enjoy that thing so ke it's because the no problem I think ukhona uhlanya olalihlezi lishaya befundisi ahlele ukhuluma ngawo la lushaya befundisi same thing lafika etendeni lakhe lathi lazomshaya umoya ngcwele shaya laguqa la emadolweni lagoqana so bese uyabuza komunye uthi ngoba phela ubranham wayiministry yakhe enemiracles kuphuma amadimoni kuphile iy'nhlanya ulolihlanya lona lolu baliqubula balibeke ngaphandle ngaba lizophila na odwa ubranham ke liphile because kwi-psychology yalo liya-enjoya le fear elihlale liyifaka la kubafundisi baliqhamuka kubalekwa So when you worship a demon, it does not leave you. So okay, peace in your inner hidden is within you. But you have to be conscious. Njengoba abazalela baba conscious abazalela bahlangana bakhetha amadoda nomoya ukuthi akwenziwe into oyibona engenziwa nje ngisho na umem ofundisa Sunday school la engenziwa nje ngisho na ubani ukufida abantu oqukuhle kodwa yabaluleka lento yenziwa abantu abagcwele ukuhlangana phana nomoya engcwele because they as long as abantu bengekho happy enkonzweni yenkonzo noma nga fast 6 to 6 they don't get cool number 1 leyonkonzo and abantu ngeba develop spiritually leyonkonzo. Once kune element, one element of that part of inkonzo, either mama baphetho kahle leyonkonzo or abantu abahlupheka abanakiwe or whatever or pastor ayekho happy poor, whatever thing that is attaching to the flesh, yokuphila kwabantu, leyonkonzo won't grow spiritually or ngangeyinamba nangani, as long as there is murmuring and grumbling. So kubalulekile ukuthi abantu babhekane ukuthi bahethane obahethane before abantu baku-avoid, kube wena oyakubona usho cha bafowethu ngiyabona ukuthi anginiphathanga. Because uzoze wakhele, nansi le buhlungu, wakhela in a deformity, in an unhappiness, in a state of torture. Wakhele in a state of torture. Yabo. And uhamba lapho ke usuyi serial killer noma uyini. So let's just take this for an example. Sifunde u 2 Samuel 11, because I usually take one subject eBhayibhelini to make it an example. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Sizofunda from verse. Okay. Verse 9. But Uriah slept in the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, Uriah went not down unto his house, David said unto Uriah, comest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down unto thine house? And Uriah said unto David, the ark and Israel and Judah abide in the tents, and my lord Jacob, Joab, and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go unto mine house to eat, to drink, and to lie with my wife? As thou livest, and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. Ngina indlela yokubuka iBhayibheli nje ling surprise. I don't read the Bible like, I think it's a gift maybe in me, because we all have different gifts. Uthisha mayifunda iBhayibheli, like there's some things as those. Ezoba highlighted. But mina, the gift of wisdom in me, when I read the story, sometimes things don't appear as abanye abafundisi could generalize on that. Uriah is a soldier. Isosha liphila ngokukhomanda generally no commander in chief. And when those people tell you something, you do it. No matter what they tell you, a code, the army, is that you listen to those people. No matter what. Because as Belwimpi, they see and they know what is suitable for you. And here is a situation. Utavide, uflete, nomuntu wesifazane. Lo muntu wesifazane showed what responded back, and uDavide wathumela abantu to go fetch this woman, and this woman came. And the woman slept to David. Now, ma umuntu obuka lezinto ujahe ugijime nje ngeke uze ubone kahle ukuthi there was a problem kulomshado in the first place. But mean I can pick it up. There are two people who are married here. If ushadile and you are happily married, mina ngingisuke nje la ngithi ngiyothandaza whatever noma ngikwenzani nje. Ngoba thina madoda nasikhathi sokufisa ukuzihlala wedwa nje. Mhlawumbe ngithi ngeplazini. But there's just one day or half a day I miss my wife. Noma ngikuphi ngisho ukuthi ngitravele ngaye eGoli noma ngaye emsebenzi noma ngani. You just cannot stop, you know what I mean, when you want to usukhuluma nonkosikazi wakho, it just like mountains must be moved. Lolo fasting we share phakathi if it has to. That's a happy home. Lomfaz u empty u lonely ungabikho kwendoda yakhe kuyena is an opportunity to flirt for a man. This man, there was something wrong kulo mshado before even lendoda ihambe empini. But Misa boy two here, Misa umfazi ka Uriah no Uriah ubese uhlangana ne statement esithi hamba Uriah uye kunkosikazi wakho, kusho u commander in chief of the army. Umfazi kuthiwe akayeze, and this was a Jewish woman owayazi ukuthi uphinga ushaywa ngamatshe, wayazi nje ukuthi uDavid ayiso above the word, and if wakade ekolozile wayengeke azambulala uDavid. Wayazi na, so uganga nje is because she's been desiring a man ekhona uRiyela endlini, ngoba kunabantu besifazane abahlala with torturous women, I mean torturous men, you know. And le ndoda le uyibona apho ukuthi kuthi ayigoduke kusho ucommander in chief. Yona ivusa ireligion as a defense of avoiding his family. There is something wrong. There was no peace kulo mshado. That's why lo mfazi really could not let go of David. Even if David, as I feel, Uriah could not let go because there is something with David found in this woman. That's why it was very dangerous to flirt with people's wives, because you'll find very broken women. And I think in the ingozi, njongo you're by a broken woman. When a woman utterly abuser, a keeper ama emotions are to you. You'll never be free from that woman. You never understand about it. Abuse of this father creates a woman, number one, who's about no southern but deliver to seek for love. So if I told Utan, like Uta Angega Alcandia, when I told him Kurungu, no, Konutan, Jeff, I told him Shadwin. Umagal told Lolo Tando Lol. Bongo kutuzelwe kabusha. Because ngesinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu uzokubulala uzathola umfazi oright. So it's very dangerous ukuhlala ngikho peace. Because uSathane unyenya ngale zinto lezi eyishodayo. Sathane akalethi into entsha. USathane unyenya ngalokhu okushodayo. Lokuhlukumezana. So ke nasi isitori sami la sikhona. Uriah kuthiwa kusho commander in chief. Uthi u commander in chief goduka. Ngiyeke ukuthi u commander in chief wayifuna ukukhava indaba ukuthi ingane izalwe kungabonakala ukuthi ingane yakhe. Kodwa u commander in chief wayezama ukuthi ngilalile nonkosikazi wakhe, I sensed ukuthi your wife needs you. It's useless for you
ubizwe nge-CEO emsebenzini, uhamba ufundana nama-NBA, wehlunyuka, uzama ukuthola uklimba i-corporate ladder, u-impressa everyone at work, while your wife needs you. It's useless. Kungekho peace kwakho. Umane uvula namabhizinisi, uzama u-impressa abantu ngaphandle, uzama ukwenza izinto ey-gigantic. Your wife needs you. So, uDavide elalana lo mfazi, he sensed ukuthi this woman shala mgcina umuntu wesilisa nobuthando lo muntu wesilisa. You see. So njengathi kula ndoda ayigoduke nje, uzama ukusho ukuthi umuzi wakho uyahlebhuka. Ngutestile mina sexually, emotionally, lwamuzi uyahlebhuka. Noma ngathiwa ke ingane lezo zalo, because uDavide wayazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzongenelela kule nto somehow. Kodwa uDavide was more concerned about le nto engiyizwe kulamfazi, le loneliness engiyizwe kulamfazi. Ngendlela lo mfazi angi-appreciate ngayo empedweni. That woman sizoqhubeka sibe nalo ihlangene. Uyabona kunomfowethu ekuthiwa usashona ke nomfowethu usebenza naye ubaba nje omdala besebenza naye emsebenzini. Wengibiza ngomuntu omncane. Sathi siqashwa thina wabe sebebadala. Ubehlakaniphile ethanda abesifazane ke ehlalayo lapha emakompona kaloliwe kodwa elokhu uzane nomfazi futhi le emtuba so ephinde ehlala nedikazi futhi khona la esikhaweni nomnye umzulu esikhaweni. So ethanda abesifazane too much wagcina ebulawa ingculazi. Uthi every day ke mangangaziwa ukuthi ngithuka ukufika nje ngomuntu so sitheli nabantu even lo abantu batshela ngothando kodwa ngangaziwa ukuthi ngi-everywhere nje yazi ukuthi ngikhuluma ufeme ngiyamshaya. So ke hlale sidibeyitha naye but joking ngelaba esathi hey mntu omncane womtshela unkosikazi wakho ukuthi angabo lihaika kuyingozi ukuhaika ngithi mina ngani athi hey ngake ngenze isono umntu omncane up to today asisuke ukunembeza kwami. Uthi wayidrive kunale migwaqo le eqobha kohlabisa kule ndawo enjalo uthothi le phinde bewugravel amahlathini la uqobha yohlabisa oshona ngale mhlawumbe uyayo konkandla lo mgwaqo njalo. Uthi sekuntambama kophasisizi yawo 7 qala bamnyama angithi nanga umshakazi la kuthi ngiyambona umshakazi intombazane mhlawumbe ko 24 years uyayibondla igqoke ngayo ukuthi yabona mhlawumbe sesithenjini obulaba igqoka amaduku umshakazi nje wasemakhaya sibe kodwa uyambona usemncane uthi hayi ngimdabele ethi ngimthathe mangihamba naye la endleleni uthi thina lo sisi siyakwazi ke lokho uhamba nomuntu esifazane njengamazi nani automatically kuvuka nje qaleke manje ke thina nje sikholwa ukuthi uzomfumaza uJesu bathi nje wahlala nomuntu esifazane ngathi ungamshela nje ayikho into ongayikhuluma nomuntu esifazane. So ke wamlokhuza ke uthi nami ngamdlalisa ke nje yabo uthi hey ingane yabantu yavele ngayizwe yathamba yakhipha ama emotions ebona ya drop amehlo ingane ngabona ukuthi hayi lengane le ayikho usasifaka imoto lapho mpela uthi isikhathi sibambana la yayiqhumisa amaqhosha uthi wawubona lo muntu ukuthi da uthando nje lo muntu wesilisa uthi wayiqhumisa amaqhosha uthi ke ngoba sike enkonzweni la ngeke sibe sichaze in detail kodwa nje uthi hey angaze ngiyibone ipassion engaka umuntu senza isono ngimthathe la ehlathini. Uthi masiqeda la ayabonge. Uthi washi into ebuhlungu wathi baba ngiyazi ukuphinga lokhu usonile. Uthi kodwa kudala ngagcina ukuthanda umuntu wesilisa. Ngihlala nomuntu lapho obuya kanye eGoli, hla ibukile uzongimithisa, unake inkomo, angishaya uyi. So what I'm trying to say here, uDavide try in the same trap. Yabo. So and now number one, wonile uNkulunkulu knows that. But the reason ebizo lwa umuntu wesifazane is because ubone lwa umuntu wesifazane needs a man. And after kubonile lo ukuthi needs a man, waselale naye wabona ukuthi he really needs a man. Wabe sezama ukubiza indoda yakhe ukuthi ihambe iyokhava umuzi wayo ke, iyovusa umuzi wayo noma iyogada umuzi wakhe, noma isekhava nescandal sakhe. Indoda yakhe itshengisa khona lapho ukuthi yona kune detachment. Awukwazi ukuphikisa u-commander in chief. Commander in chief says, go to your home. Maybe it's part of war. Maybe command in chief wanted to weak lapaya or something. Whatever thing. So you should have listened to David. Number one. See, David was not intending to kill that guy. He was tending, number one, to cover his scandal sack, but mostly lento de hambe vusumuzwayo. So if nyeki peace, but this guy yenza njani because yayazi kwase na mhlopho ukuthi ihle laphe intabe nje ibalekela umfazi wayo ya khetha ukulana abafana la igamba manga nabazayo labenza izinto ezispiritually bazenze zibe too much kanti babalekela ukunaka imizi yabo ukunaka izingane zabo ngabo ajabule kabi nje uma kunezinto ekuthiwa hey ntontoto singana ngasazi isingisho la ema la kodlala la ko merry go round akasenzi lutho kunezono lapho, you know. So it's peace. If you don't have peace wherever you are, you gonna abuse people, and you abuse the immediate people, and as you abuse the immediate people, everything oyakhaya will fall apart. I want to make you 10, Svale. Yeah, summarize, I was going to say a lot. Indoda must fix his affairs. Because he might live a life deceiving himself. So okay, we need this peace. But the peace, imoshagala ngezi day practical. So, umuyilungisa, funeka kube nenhlambuluko, kube ne change of life. Because kufana umama uqabene nje nomuntu nonkosikazi endlini iPC yahamba. So you need to police uhlambuluke mhlawumbe umthethisi lo khuluma kabi uzithobe umuntu awuzukwenza lokho you are noba ungavutha kanjani you have destroyed the inner peace. So ekaNkuluNkulu kodwa is sensitive kuma outside behaviors ethu. Chapter 10 verse 13 says he avala because I want to keep these things within an hour. And okay, start verse 12. And when you come unto an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Law brings to show Gucci even the hospitality to English and Kulungu. Ebona jenga mina right now, I've made a new directive about India's Ningza Bazalwane, and Sezu's Hamba Hamba, especially Abazanaba close, Tababa Gute Bangon, because of preserving my peace, you know. Kunento maso umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ohamba noogcotshiwe e dangerous. Yabona makukhona umuntu okwakukhuluma mhlawumbe indoda nenkosikazi bakuhlebe. You must never go to that house. Or never. Why? Because the more you go there, uletha isiqalekiso to them. These laws understand I'm talking about noNkuluNkulu. Kuhamba kuhambe kube nezinto ongazenzi because usave abantu. You see, because abazalwane abancane abazalwane ukukhuluma kabi ngenxa kaNkuluNkulu ingekho bayihlebe nje. Bakhohle ukuthi lo muntu une spiritual covenant over their own lives and prayers and children. And lo muntu lo abamhlebile uNkulunkulu akanandaba namaphutha akhe, umbeke as njengengelosi ne favor over their life. And manje uma uhleba umuntu onjalo imthandazo yakhe iphenduke ibe isiqalekiso kuwe. Kungcono uma ngabe engezuwe yayo ukuthandazela amile kude nje. So ke but yeah, that's subject for another day. But because ipeace yabangcwele baNkulunkulu mabengena, ihospitality. Yabona uma uzokhuluma kabi ngopastor wakho. Olu khulume kabi ngabazalwane. Nabazane mabehlala around the table abaspend isikhathi beqothana nendaba ze. Uthola ukuthi nje bona ba destroyer ibandla laNkulunkulu even naseyinganeni zabo. Yazi nezokwenzeka. Yazi ibandla liyini? liyi covenant protection of your children. Kune, remember, but abelungu, it takes a village to raise a child. Ibandla libekiwe ukuthi kube yilona elikhulisa izingane zakho. You are just gonna do 10%. Yabona, once walikhuluma kabi ibandla, mhlawumbe kunezinto ezenzeka ebandleni ongazithandi, bese udiscuss izingane zakho zizwe, mhlawumbe nayidiscuss. Yazi nezokwenzeka. Izingane zakho because izingane vele ziyamzonda wonke umuntu umzali wakho omkhuluma kabi. Izingane zizozibona seziyizonda leyo nkonzo. Uzozibona izingane zakho seziyinkabi, sezabaqwayizi 40 years later. Because when you did not see ukuthi ibandla akuyo ibandla kuyondawo ukuthi siya la wasichitha isikhathi noma sizala ngoba le ndawo mhlambe isibhorekile, no, ibandla line grace, yabo, and leyo grace leyo ngeke uze uyithole anywhere else njengoba uthanda zolo typical Joshua ngishunga yapi. If uyithola ngegrace of your local church, you lose a certain level of peace, you see, because abantu abankulunkulu bengena kwakho bangene wena kade ukhuluma ngabo baletha isiqalekiso kwakho abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. So ifundeni lento yokungakhulumi kabi ngabazalwane, ifundeni lento yokungahlebi ngabanye abazalwane, ifundeni lento yokungahlebi ngencinga kaNkulunkulu. No, akekho umuntu la emhlabeni who's responsible for your miserable life. There's no one in this world who's ngisho umuntu owakurape umncane, ngisho umuntu okudestroyileke. Angikhulumi ngomuntu mina ongakwenzanga lutho, khuluma ngomuntu okudestroyile mina. Ayikho responsible for your failures, yabo. Ayikho responsible ukuthi lo muntu ungathi wena lo muntu loyo hayi no ngoba uyena wenza 1 or 2 or 3 kushuthi wangidestroya. Ayikho. Kunabantu abaningi mina ngangigwisha nomama waze washona emhlabeni ethi utshwala wabuqaliswa ukuthi usikhakhani wamhlukumeza, waqala utshwala ngathi mama abaningi abantu abahlukumezwa amadoda emshadweni abazange babhenele otshwaleni. It was your decision, because labantu ababalekela trauma bafuna ukushift izinto. So umuntu uzothi ukhulunywe kabi ebandleni, athi ebandleni ngiphethwe kabi, bese uzibuza ukuthi la sebenza khona uphathwa kahle yini. Semsebenzini hlele sicomplaina sithi ama-incentive akatholakali, amasara la kenyu, kodwa we don't quit going there. So ukwazi ukukhwitha your family because unodadewenu aniboni ngeselilodwa. You see, so these are demons athatha peace ukuthi abazane banake izinto ezinasty, izinto ey'bhedayo nje, baba isuke ipeace. And once ipeace isuka kuwe, you spend your life murmuring negativity, seeking for faults, seeking for mistakes, judging abanye abazalwane, condemning abanye abazalwane, big mouthing abanye abazalwane. Kanti uzama ukuziba usizi la kwakho nokwehluleka kwakho in life. And usune jealous ngabanye abantu. So ke, basobani leyo nto. You know, because abazalwane carry a favor for you. You know, it is your duty. Yabona just my local channel like eThekwini. It's a duty abazalwane abasuka le empangeni. They have to come, no, beza once a month, because this is their local church. You know. So it's if you're a problem, funa ba ilete, I fix, so jenga ya fix, so la na yabafaza bangis. Yabafaza bengash. So it's very important how you treat umuntu oshade naye. Ungahlali nomuntu, umuntu azafise ngathi ungafa. You know, because when constantly you don't change. Yabona umuntu oshadile bafethu othi yena akashintshi uyingozi lo muntu. Ufuna untshela iqiniso. Umuntu oshadile should live impilo ethanda lo muntu ashade. Uyinkinga ngabe umuntu ozotshelwa like yabona mina ngiyenzela unkosikazi wami izinto lana. Yabo mhlambe ngimhlambe ngithenga imbhayi whatever thing. Ubona amakhosikazi abanye abantu ubona ukuthi bayafisa ukuthengelwa imbhayi. Bafisa ukukhishwa out yabo uzwe ngama comments. It's very dangerous ukuthi uhlale nomuntu ofisa ukuthithwa in a certain way. Wena ube neprinciple yokuthi awukwenzi lo. Kanti what is marriage? Because marriage is to bend yourself for ama for injabulo omunye umuntu. Naya bend herself for injabulo yakho. That's marriage. So if uhlale nomuntu awumazi lo muntu uthintwa aphi. yabo awumazi kufanele ukuthi uthathe umuntu umthathe umsekuma restaurant abiza kanti umuntu uzithandela usu nje yabo yabo asabe ukutshela ngoba phela lana niphika isilungu kanti uzithandela usu nje nokudla waserank yabo ngelinye ilanga nifike endaweni kube nomuntu omlethela usu umbone jabu into ongayazi udideke ukuthi hawu lo muntu ngoba ngitshele mina ngimdlise iy'teki zo-500 hheyi lo muntu ufuna ukudla usu agxabazele ibhodwe lana adle ngesandla adle iy'khokho acaba amathambo yabo that's you should find what makes this person happy, you know. Yabona uma uthanda umuntu ngempela uzithola usubuka imuvi ubona ukuthi ngeke ngiyibuke le nto mina into zabo Tyler Perry lezi, but uyibuka because kunalo muntu kufuneke nawe ujabule-ke la ngathi uyajabula, yabo, because that's marriage. If uhlale nomuntu wena okubalulekile is your peace, hayi hlala phansi. We are abuser lapho. So ke asifunde amahubo 120 ngiyavala. I hope ni edify somewhere, but ikakhulu aze ngibathanda bagcizelele laba abangawuthola umoya engcwele le ma-start ba-report okopastor ngabo ukuthi they need the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Nabanye abake baba nawo but esekube nesikhathi eside behuzuka abafuna uyakwazi uphinda ubhaptizwe kaSpirit ukhona niyenze incwadi ezenza, it's fine. So ubhalise kupastor kuhlongozwe inkonzo yalowo moya engcwele. Mhlawumbe sizoqala senza ama-teaching kanje bese-ke senze i-conference eyi-1 kodwa sesininikile ama-instructions ukuze ukuthi kuhlangana ngalo weekend kube se kodwa kwenzeni kube yi-issue ne-report kopastor B. Amahubo 120 verse 6, if ukubhaptizwa umoya engcwele okwenza kube yi-mission of life, yeke kukhona. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hated peace. That is very leli vesi lisho lento yade ngisho la uthi lo mzalane uhlale kakhulu nomuntu ozonda ukuthula. Abesathi ngezansi, I am of peace, I'm for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Separate yourself, distance yourself. Kumzalo njalo wena uthi uma ufika akutshele iy'ndaba eziyi-violence, akutshele inhlebo ngabanye abantu, akhulume ebandleni yena egruphini yenkonzo, uhlale ezane zifake i-violence, uyalwa uyakhalaza. Mblokhe lowo muntu, useparate kuyena. You are entitled to your own peace. Ungavumeli abantu who are for war, abanama-issues, abanama-demon madness, adila nabo, influence. You can pray for them, you can intercede for them, but kunezinto bazalwane ezixosha uNkulunkulu. Yabo ufunde uJeremiah 17, uJeremiah 16 verse 5, lithi iBhayibhile lana, for thus said the Lord, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from these people, says the Lord, even long loving kindness and mercies. Uzudinga labantu kanti uNkulunkulu sesusile ukuthula kwakhe kubona. Usala-ke wena-ke lapho kubhizi-ke uzenza uNkulunkulu kubantu asebe-rejecte uNkulunkulu. Once ubona endaweni yokuthula kukho la, kuyaxatshana xonxonxon, kuyahletshwa. Lo muntu umvalele nje. Mani negroupu ethile umbona ukuthi le groupu njalo mathi nikhuluma into yaphambili ufake isixonxono venivule enye eceleni nishiyena yedwa abhonga kwenja yedwa lapha kanti akazidakamisekho lapha, because i-peace is very important. So ke whoever needs the baptism of the Holy Spirit ababhalise kopastor babo babese bayipresenta lonke upastor ayibona bazokhuluma nami sicala ama-teachings, then we will climb towards abanye they can even receive umoya engcwele even before ngalo ma-teachings nje even before kuhlangane, but ke will make inkonzo if labo pastor bangaapproacha uma ngekho umuntu ovelayo angifuni ukumosha isikhathi mina ukusonda vela ngikukhonzile. So ngalo kuhlangana nje ngeke into engezi wenziwe, then ke kuplanweke lapho ke kumithweke inkonzo eba different kunale inkonzo zethu omoyini ze i approach ngesizotha because umoya ingcwele you offend into encane see makuzohlangana abantu abahlebana nawo lapho ozokwehla umoya so it has to be only abantu who are really abafundisiwe to let go to forgive and everything so ke then bazothola le peace engikhuluma ngayo babo ingcwele siyabonga in the name of Jesus we thank you for the teaching we know it benefited your people thank you for using iskrepa nje it's just man that is finished in every thought but Lord I thank you for these believers who are here bless these families awuvusa amadoda azofana abantwana akwazi ukuya amakhosikazi abo and apologize and wives abazokwazi ukuya amadodeni abo and apologize for neglecting and rejecting and ukuba selfish may you bless families bless pastors bless finances zethu bless our plans make us above all tolerate each other siyabonga uNkulunkulu engcwele bless abazalwane because uNkulunkulu without this peace sizohamba kulo mhlaba sinolanga singakwazi ukuphila nabantu emisebenzini without this peace sizophila uNkulunkulu sipretenda sibe nama rage sisebenzise ama substance to suppress demons we pray in Jesus name that you pour the Holy Spirit to us and to everyone ulanga uNkulunkulu nama challenges onesimo uNkulunkulu afuna ukusinqoba empilweni yakhe bring the Holy Spirit uNkulunkulu and soothe and save in Jesus Christ's name uvale zonke inkinga ezisiphitha amabandla uvale zonke ama chaoses nama loud voices nama discontent people in Jesus name ulungise amalo local churches in Jesus name lungise impilo zabantu bakho in Jesus name we accept victory we accept grace we accept power we accept favor we accept holiness we accept healing we accept deliverance in the name of Jesus kulunkulu will never be the same we receive your grace we ask forgiveness preserve our lives and our families and our bodies and our children ngegazi lenkosi yethu Jesu give us long lives and give us wealthy lives ngokristu wasethu Jesu sikhahlalana ngegazi la Jesu yonke imoya yokuloya esemisebenzisi emeqo ngeke isebenze kuthina ngona maspeza abathumile ngiyasebenze kuthina they will return to them sevenfold we agree in that logo sik accept you by the blood of Jesus in the name of our God who is Jesus Christ ibandla lathi amen
Amen.
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 Amen.